Earl Massey. She is the executive director of the Do More Agriculture Foundation, and she joins us on the line today for the Ag Show. Merle, thank you very much for joining us. There's a workshop that's coming up entitled Talk, Ask, Listen. It's a workshop that's coming up. Just as a general icebreaker, please, what does the workshop entail?
This is a workshop that community champions, people from Berwyn, have requested from the Do More Agriculture Foundation. So our foundation works to cultivate a culture of well-being right across Canadian agriculture. And that includes everyone from the farm gate, right up to equipment manufacturing, agronomists, anyone who works with farmers in any capacity, loans farmers anything, sells farmers anything, worships with farmers, you know, anyone who's connected to agriculture at all. And I say this and frame it this way, it's important to remember that when it comes to mental health, we are all involved. Whether we're the ones who are touched and are having that personal journey ourselves, and maybe we need a little bit more help and support, or if we're just the regular people around them, the neighbors and the friends, people ask us, how do we help? How do we help one another? That's what a Talk, Ask, Listen workshop is all about.
How big is the mental health aspect playing in the agriculture industry right now, in your estimation?
It's huge. Now, I love to see the increased amount of awareness. People know that mental health is a big issue, and they're more willing to have those conversations. What we're hoping to do is to move people from awareness to action, and to actually do something and make those small changes and those big changes to help one another. When I say that it's big in the agriculture industry, being a rural resident is actually a health risk. I don't know if you knew that, but living rural actually decreases the amount of time that you're going to spend here on Earth. We've got problems, of course, with access to health care. We certainly don't have the same number of mental health supports in rural areas. And so, you know what? We got to do some of these things on our own. We got to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps, help ourselves, help one another, and figure things out so that we can have better mental health. One of the most important reasons why we have this problem is that people in rural areas are less likely to reach out for help. They're less likely to go and get help than a regular Canadian. That's the impact of that fear and shame and stigma that still clings to the concept of mental illness or having a mental health struggle.
How good is the timing of this event, especially up here in northwestern Alberta, especially since, the last few years have been pretty tough?
It's increasingly getting tough. It's getting more and more tough. The margins are razor thin. I'm a farmer myself, so I know this, right? Margins are thin. Costs never go down. They're always rising. We don't know what's happening with our largest trading partner. We've got tariffs getting thrown at us from across the border and around the world. It's hard. It's hard when you're a farmer. You're always watching the sky to see what's going to happen. You're always having those conversations with your loans manager and your banker. You're always watching your costs. You don't know what you're going to get for what you produce on your farm, right? Unless you're in a supply managed, you know, maybe dairy. But even so, you've got so many challenges and so many frustrations and so much that's outside of your control. And that really spills across the entire agriculture industry. If you take a look at ag manufacturing and dealerships, things are pretty dicey. It's tough in agriculture right across the board.
Can the stigma of being afraid to admit that the tough times are happening be broken, especially with events like this?
I do believe it can. I wouldn't be doing the work that I do if I didn't believe that we have the power to make those changes. You know, the biggest thing about that is that when it comes to mental health and mental illness, we do two things. We say, oh, I'm not qualified. And it's like, okay, nobody's asking you to treat your friend who's got cancer or your friend who's just been in an accident, and yet you feel 100% qualified to help and support them. So you should feel absolutely qualified to help a friend or a neighbor or a family member who's currently going through a bit of a mental health struggle. So that whole excuse of I'm not qualified, that's something I'd love to break. And the second thing that we do, and we hear this in rural communities quite a lot, is that, oh, somebody has a challenge or an issue or a mental health injury that they're working through, and we go, oh, they need space. Well, that sounds good. It sounds supportive. But really, you're just pushing them away. So you can give them that space and still find ways to support them. That's what a Talk Ask Listen is all about.
Are farmers, especially in rural areas, taking advantage of workshops like the Talk, Ask, Listen workshops that are taking place? Are they taking advantage of the fact that these presentations are being put on?
I hope so. One of the things when it comes to, you know, people say, oh, or they hear workshop and they hear mental health, they're like, oh, I'm fine. I don't need to go to that. I know other people who need to go to that, but I don't need to go to that. And I always laugh when I hear that, because I try and reassure people it's not therapy. It's absolutely not therapy. It's about action items that communities can do to make sure that everybody in your community, no matter what their illness or injury is, feels supported, feels welcome, feels like they still belong, and that they can trust their neighbors to be there for them. That's what a Talk, Ask, Listen is all about.
The Talk, Ask, Listen workshop is coming up. I ask quite simply, how much are you looking forward to this event being put on?
I'm always excited when a community comes to us, when community champions stick up their hand and write to us at Do More and put in their application and say, we want to host this event. We want to host a workshop in our community. We think our community is ready to have this conversation. And we take a look at those applications. We're not coming to your community because we think you need it. We're coming to your community because somebody in your community has asked us to come. And to me, that's showing how community leads the way. Community takes a look at themselves and say, you know what? We could benefit from this. We need this. We could use this. This will help. And we're happy to come and be your partner in that event and help you facilitate that community conversation so that you guys can figure out what you want to do to make change in your community. I love to see it.
It's sort of like what we're doing right now, except in a business aspect or in an interview aspect. It's okay to talk.
It's more than okay to talk. That's why we call it Talk, Ask, Listen. I would love to see more people feel more comfortable and confident talking about mental health, more comfortable and confident asking themselves how they're doing or asking each other how they're doing, and then actually sitting within the listen. Listening when people share how they're actually doing. There's a skill set to that, and that's why we do the workshop and we break it down for talk, for ask, and for listen. I promise you, it's not therapy. It's a lot of fun. It's a great day.
I appreciate this. Merle Massey is the executive director of the Do More Agriculture Foundation. Merle, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.